We turn now to Carol Krukoff. She's a yoga therapist at Duke Integrative Medicine, where she creates individual yoga practices for older adults and people with health challenges. She also teaches yoga teachers and is co-author of a book, Healing Moves: How to Cure, Relieve, and Prevent Common Ailments with Exercise. We asked her how she got interested in yoga therapy.
I got interested in yoga therapy because I've been practicing yoga for more than 30 years. And it's an incredible way to access the body's own capacity for healing. And as I turned to teaching yoga, I became more and more interested in working with those people who might not be your traditional yoga students. Many people have a misconception that you have to be flexible to do yoga. And, you know, in my opinion, that's like saying, you know, you have to have a clean house to hire a maid. It's really a tool that anybody can use. And I started working with seniors, with older adults at the Durham VA Medical Center, and saw how much the practice meant to them. So that really got me interested in the therapeutic aspects of yoga. My older adult students would tell me that when they did yoga practice, they would do the breathing. It would help them sleep at night, that the arthritis from their knees felt so much better. So turning to these non-traditional students was what really excited me, particular about the practice.
I think that there are a lot of people who have misconceptions about what yoga is or it can be. Mm-hmm. And so they sort of imagine, oh, yeah, a bunch of people sitting around in like the lotus position or standing on one leg or bending over in some kind of weird situation. And why are they doing that? I mean, what's the whole point behind the exercise? And then there are some people who think of it as just exercise. And yet this is a tradition that goes back thousands of years. So help us understand better the connection between the mind, the body, and let's not forget the spirit.
The spirit really is at the heart of the practice of yoga. The word yoga means union, and it's a union of many things, but at its most basic level, it's a union of the mind and the body through the breath. It's also a union of the individual with the universal. And you're right, Joe, yoga is a more than 5,000-year-old practice that originated in India. And when we think of yoga in the West, most people think of one small branch of this great discipline, and that's Hatha Yoga. And Hatha Yoga is the yoga of the body. And Hatha Yoga involves postures, breathing, and meditation. Meditation is really the heart of the practice. So the sutras of Patanjali, which are the scriptures that tell us about yoga, tell us that yoga is meant to calm the fluctuations of consciousness. And yoga is really for the mind. In the West, we think about it as for the body, and there's even classes for a yoga butt or yoga abdomen, and that's really not the right spin on this very ancient practice. Yoga is really about stilling the mind so that you can hear those still small voices from inside, from the spirit.
Can you tell us about the benefits of yoga practice, particularly for the older people that you teach?
The benefits are really vast. And one of the most important benefits is calming the mind and relaxing. Yoga is just an incredible form of stress reduction. And the basic thing that I tend to teach in therapeutic yoga is how to breathe. Now, that may seem pretty silly because we all know how to breathe or we wouldn't be around. But in Western society, most people breathe incorrectly. That is, they suck in their stomachs on an inhalation, when in fact, it's very important to fill the lungs completely with breath. And teaching people how to do a deep abdominal breath is extremely therapeutic. It helps activate the parasympathetic nervous system. It calms the whole physiology. The breath is the one part of our physical functioning that's under both voluntary and involuntary control. So if we can control the breath, we can control the mind. And teaching the breathing is just so important.
I wonder if you'd share your personal experience doing yoga in cardiac rehabilitation.
Well, I was born with a bicuspid aortic valve, which is the most common heart valve abnormality. I've known about it all my life.
That's the kind of abnormality that Arnold Schwarzenegger had, didn't
it? Actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger did also have an aortic valve replacement several years back. So it is a common valvular abnormality I've known since I was a child. I had a heart murmur. And over the last couple of years, this valve has gotten very narrow. It's stenosed. So I did need to have it replaced. And of course, that was a very anxiety-provoking situation. So in the weeks leading up to the surgery, in dealing with my own anxiety about having to have open heart surgery, the yoga breathing and meditation was extremely therapeutic. I wore an iPod into the surgery. My surgeon was very wonderful at Duke, and they allowed me to have the iPod, so it helped me, the yoga breathing and the meditation. And then in the intensive care unit, I was doing yoga. Now, I wasn't standing on my head and I wasn't in lotus position, but I was breathing and I was meditating. And that's really the heart of the practice.
Are there any dangers in yoga for people with physical limitations?
Like any form of movement, you can do too much, or it's possible to do something that would be inappropriate. So yes, there are risks to yoga as there are risks to walking across the street. It's very, very important that if people are looking for therapeutic yoga, and that is a one-on-one practice. So for therapeutic yoga, should be delivered one-on-one with a therapist who is trained to work in this manner. One of the biggest dangers in why people get injured in yoga is there are many kinds of classes. There are many forms. There are some for people who are very fit. There, as you mentioned, Joe, there are some really very challenging postures. And if someone were to walk into a class that is above their level or with a teacher that's inexperienced, and unfortunately, as yoga has become more and more popular, there are more and more people teaching yoga, and some of these people maybe took a weekend workshop. So if you're working with an unexperienced teacher or you're working at a class not at your level, there is a potential for injury. So it's very important to find out who this teacher is, what kind of experience this person has, and if they have worked therapeutically.
And finally, Carol Krukoff, can you tell us a little bit more about the connection between the practice of yoga and spirituality and what it means to you?
Well, there's a misconception that yoga is somehow a religion, and some people are concerned about that. It is a spiritual discipline in that the intent of yoga is to connect the individual with the universal. But there is no particular deity or theology involved in the tradition of yoga. So it's whatever the individual thinks of as the universal. So personally, for me, yoga helps me connect with spirit and that unchanging and undying place, because that's part of the yoga tradition. The body will die. That's just a fact of life. But the innermost layer of being, the spirit body, does not die, according to the tradition. So it's helping people access that unchanging place that can be very, very therapeutic.
Carol Krukoff, thank you so much for talking with us on The People's Pharmacy today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
You've been listening to Carol Krukoff. She is a yoga therapist at Duke Integrative Medicine. She's co-author of Healing Moves, How to Cure, Relieve, and Prevent Common Ailments with Exercise. Her latest project is Healing Moves Yoga, an audio CD that offers a basic home yoga practice for all levels. It can be ordered on her website, www.healingmoves.com.